Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Law, coming up next hour at 8:20 on the New England Patriots and the rest of the NFL. And good morning and hello. If you happen to be watching this show on either Twitch or on YouTube, and it is brought to you every single day there by Springer's Jewelers. And for over 150 years, Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they carry the finest jewelry in the world, finest watches in the world. So visit springers.com. And like you, they listen to this show on the reg. So when you walk in there, say, hey, fellow Greg Hill Show listener, hook me up at Springer's. Springer's helping us out for wine, watches, wheels, and widescreens this year, which is on November 12th, I believe, at the beautiful estate of our benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr., and we have a Rolex. Somebody's going to go home with a Rolex. Somebody will go home with wine, very rare wine from Ernie's collection. Somebody, and I hope it's me, will go home with a widescreen because I got a, I got a television size issue at my place.
Yeah. Has the plasma TV on the wall been sent to the Guinness Book of World Records for smallest TV in a luxury building?
It just doesn't appear that small. I think you have to be in front of it. It's like things in the rear view mirror appear smaller than they actually are.
No, that's the sign you have over your bed.
Unfortunately, I just think that the TV that's in your living room should be a bedroom TV. Like, it's not a living room TV. Okay, it's a bedroom TV.
How many inches is it?
Are you asking Travis Kelce? Or
no.
I don't know what it is. What's the biggest you can get? 65?
You can get bigger than that.
Yeah, you can get bigger than that.
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
I just don't know. I'm fine with it. It is what it is.
I feel like
1.429 $626.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it on Social Security, and that point is coming from me. I can't go extravagant expenses.
Is that 60 when that happens?
What?
Social Security?
No, you don't get that till you're like 65 at least.
Oh. Yeah, 65.
A long way away from that.
It will be insolvent by the time you're there, of course.
I feel like living room has to be minimum of 70 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then, if not, it just gets swallowed up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, love to have you join us. We're almost sold out for wine, watches, wheels, and widescreen. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org, and we will see you at the beautiful auto salon of Ernie Bach. And also, just real quick, as long as I'm plugging foundation events, don't forget that we are once again running our way through the Seaport as a part of the Jingle All the Way 5K, which is on December 6th this year. And if you're thinking fall is here and you want to get back to your fighting weight, you want to run a 5K or you want to walk aggressively in a 5K, join most of us. I know Curtis is there all the time doing the Ken and Curtis show, and I don't know what your condition will be.
I'll be walking.
You can walk.
Yeah, okay. Santa will run. I'll walk.
In your state, you're allowed to walk.
Walking's very important.
Walking is okay. All right, good. So we would love to see you at any and all of those events. And right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. What is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Christian Gonzalez spoke to the media and talked about how much he loves head coach Mike Vrabel. Here is Gonzo.
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, he's done that at every game, so I mean, you know, I love Vrabel. You know, he's an amazing coach, an energy guy, big energy guy, brings a lot of energy to the team. I mean, it's the things he does, the way he coaches, it's easy to go out there and play for him. You know, you want to go make the plays and put on for him and this organization. So it's awesome playing for Braves.
You know, if the winning continues, Wiggy and Chime certainly think it will. They have them going undefeated the rest of the season. But
I never said that.
Did Chime say dynasty?
But don't get me excited, Curtis.
I mean, you have to commend him on the turnaround. Like, you got to give the guy credit. Came in here and refit the whole org and got every. He was great on the show yesterday. He is a guy who is always putting it on the players, not taking any of the credit for it, and he just he's the absolute right guy, it seems like, to coach his football team.
Right,
you know?
And he's definitely, you know, after the first week, there was a little, you know, questions, or maybe the first three games of the season.
Well, that was ridiculous. Yeah. That was people going,
rightfully so, though.
You know, look, compared the way this team plays to the way Gerard Mayo's team played, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, but we had that's the comparison at the time, right? And then he's able to, you know, do some things that Mayo wasn't able to do, to be able to turn things around when it didn't look great and, you know, beat up on a Carolina team that stinks and you beat the brakes off of them. Then you go into a hostile environment in Buffalo and you win a game like that. That's something that you didn't see Mayo doing. So I think what we're seeing with Vrabel is he's starting to change and start to do these things. Now the expectations are, all right, the next three games, you should be able to win.
I mean, if they get to the playoffs, is he not a candidate for coach of the year?
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah, definitely.
100% he is.
Yeah.
He should probably be the favorite, would be my guess. Then again, Shane Steichen, if they win the AFC South, the Colts probably would be too.
If Vrabel takes him to the playoffs, you think maybe best coach in Patriots history?
No, that's not even close.
How were your DMs yesterday? Because people were pissed at you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get any.
Oh, that's good.
They just feel like you're a little obsessed with Bill.
No, they were obsessed with telling me that. Well, so people created Tommy Traitor T-shirts when he wasn't here.
I did that.
And then
that was really tongue-in-cheek.
And then Tom won a Super Bowl when all you people were mocking me.
Yeah.
And the entire world, outside of these little six-state enclave we reside in, he has pooped his pants on national TV, and I am here for it. He's been a dink to everybody. And the best part about all this is it was all avoidable. Just give Tom Brady 2 years, $50 million, and nobody knows you had so little to do with it for the rest of time.
I thought it was interesting, about an hour and a half after the show ended, and after a couple hours after the story had broken about the social media ban on Drake May, UNC went right to posting about how great Drake May played on Saturday night. I thought that was
a little late.
Do you want to know who won? I'm sure
there was a glitch in the upload.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Do you want to know who won Twitter yesterday? Mac Brown. The guy that was fired immediately posted a picture with Drake May saying how proud he was when the guy reported the organization was not allowing them to.
I don't know where the hate comes from Curtis though with Bill, because I thought he was Team Bill after the dynasty when they aired that. I thought he was like, hey, they're doing this guy wrong, and then
of course they did him wrong,
right?
But you can have mutual. You can have two separate thoughts.
But where did Bill? Like, what has he done that deserves the
vitriol that he asked for him?
I don't know. I mean,
he made it. He wanted to replace Tom with Jimmy G in 2014.
Yeah, but we found out that wasn't okay. The Jimmy G thing, maybe, but the money thing, maybe we found out that wasn't him.
Yeah, if Bill Belichick wanted to keep Tom Brady for 2 years and $50 million, he would have been here for 2 years and $50 million without a doubt.
But I thought you had that on Robert.
No, I think Robert treated Bill in a very childish, dirty way.
No, I'm talking about the money aspect.
I know, I just said it. I don't think it's Robert. Huh? I said I think that Bill Belichick has every right to be mad at Robert Kraft, but it's over. The jig's up. Bill Belichick has been unmasked as one of the great frauds of all time. A guy that bemoaned distractions.
He's not a fraud.
I don't know.
What's not fraudulent about how he carries himself? I'm asking Greg. Oh, what's not fraudulent?
Are you referring to the way he carries himself,
yes,
or the fact that he is in my mind the greatest ever coach in the NFL?
No, I'm saying that the way he demanded his players behave, the way he lived by this no days off nonsense, and now is basically a walking distraction at the North Carolina campus where he's kissing his girlfriend on the field.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's strange.
When Bill Belichick was here, Julian Edelman had to go around the rest of the NFL and beg for market value while Bill Belichick's paying Steven $3 million a year to be his coordinator.
Yeah, but we love that about Bill. What? We were like, why would you pay Wes Welker all that money? Let him go prove that he can get that money. We were like,
who brought up Wes Welker?
No. We used to praise Bill for not overpaying guys.
Right.
And Julian, unfortunately, was one of those guys where Bill's like, listen, here's what we value. You can go see what the rest of the league thinks about you, but here's what we value. And clearly, Bill was right in that because no one gave Julian a better contract.
Yeah, I have been truly enjoying the 33rd NFL team in North Carolina. It has been just a wonder. It really I'm so happy Tom had to leave because this has given us the greatest autopsy in the history of dynastic runs in sports history. It's been great.
What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's go to another team that suffered a loss this weekend in the NFL. That would be the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going through some stuff right now, and A.J. Brown continues to seem disgruntled. After the game, was asked about the missed deep ball with Jalen Hurts, if he just kind of stopped running, what the deal was there. Here was A.J. Brown.
From my point of view, we just missed.
It looked like you slowed up on the play. Did you not think the ball was coming your way, or what happened with that?
It's not that I didn't think the ball was coming. When I looked up, I didn't see the ball. When I looked back, I didn't see the ball. And then the ball was thrown. So, like I said, we just missed.
Did you guys talk after the play about maybe if it miscommunication, what happened?
No,
we don't talk. He did slow up. I mean,
yeah, because he thought the play was over, and then
I'm sorry. Like, I just don't want a guy like that on my football team. I know Wiggy does.
Yeah, I don't
and
take
it. Doesn't
him.
Matter to Wiggy.
No. What matters is he wants to change the scenery.
Yeah, I
just like
I
just look at
that,
Mac Jones. Change the scenery.
I know,
changes guys.
But he's gonna become disgruntled at some point here.
Nah. You could say that about Steph Diggs, though. Like
right.
that's a toss up you have, and you have a guy right now who seems to be buying in, who seems to be liking Drake May.
Change the scenery,
and he loves Mike Vrabel. Like AJ Brown loves Vrabel.
You have the relationship between Vrabel and AJ Brown that does exist.
That video still lives in my head of Vrabel getting pissed at John Robinson for trading AJ Brown on draft night.
It's always about a lot of times when you see players and, you know, whether they're disgruntled or whether it's not working. Sometimes it's really about the change of scenery and then because in Philadelphia, I understand what A.J. Brown's saying. He's their best wide receiver, but yet they don't put him in a game plan.
But they have an extraordinary running back. Like
right.
You just kind of have to understand what's going on. It happens in workplaces everywhere where you have to – It's a team mentality. Like they have an unbelievable running back.
Right, but he doesn't care
about
that.
Yeah, but they haven't
even
been running much. Like right. That's the issue. The Eagles offense has been inept.
Right.
Jalen Hurts has been bad. Dan Orlovsky has a stat. When they're in shotgun, they're throwing 85% of the time. When they're under center, they're running the ball 88% of their time. Their offense is completely telegraphed, and they're inept. They can't do anything.
Right. I would just say this, Greg. You're making very valid points, and I would usually agree with you in that you have a guy who's unhappy on the reigning Super Bowl champions that are currently 4-1. Why would you want to bring that malcontent on your team? In the NFL, when a team trades a player with a big contract, all the signing bonus, all the guarantees stick with the trading team.
Yeah.
So you have really limited exposure
risk.
Or risk.
Yeah.
Considering where their cap space is anyway, if you believe in it.
Well, I mean, I thought the answer from Mike Vrabel yesterday about the organization being interested in improving the team. I mean, you know, what's he going to say? No, we're not. But I don't know. I thought he wanted to rephrase it. And I so, you know, maybe I will be surprised. Maybe they can find a way to shake him loose. I mean,
so there's a, what is it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a little bit less than a month before the NFL trade deadline.
Yes, November 4th.
And do you think Philly feels like they need A.J. Brown? Or if a team gave them a good package, they would trade A.J. Brown?
What do you think a good package is?
I would say let's call it a second-round draft pick.
Oh, my God. I would do that right now.
Yeah, I know. I think the Patriots should and would do that right away. I don't know that the Eagles would take a second-round pick.
I think the Eagles would. I feel like the Eagles...
Because it's mid-season, Wiggy, I just feel like you would need to blow them away a little
bit. But I feel like the Eagles feel like we just need to get Saquon going, and once we get Saquon going, we'll be fine.
Until they get him going, they can't justify getting rid of their best receiver.
Right, but I believe they probably feel like their best receiver is Devontae Smith.
And they believe that A.J. Brown's just becoming a headache?
Yes, and that's the thing. Like, A.J. Brown is a very good receiver, but I feel like in the mind
but
of
they
the-
have been okay with him, like, his weirdness. They were okay with him sitting there on the sideline reading a book during a game.
Yeah, that was until they won a Super Bowl.
I understand the drop-off from A.J. Brown to Devontae Smith isn't big, but then the drop-off from Devontae to the next guy is, like, massive.
Right.
The next guy up is, like, John Mechie.
It really isn't.
You are so right.
Reading is fundamental.
Agreed.
I mean,
but books are obsolete.
I enjoy a great book.
Same.
I'm traveling this week. Unfortunately, I have to take a couple flex days, and I'm right now trying to find books to bring with me.
You're taking flex days this week?
I'm in a wedding. I had no choice.
Is that a work thing?
I'm happy to be in
a
wedding.
It's a wedding.
Well, it's a client, a former client's
but it's
wedding.
A friend, and you're in the wedding.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring a gift to this one?
I'm kind of concerned about the suit fitting because I just sent over my measurements, which I went to a store and got. I'm worried that the inseam might be an issue, Curtis.
You haven't tried it on?
No, just try it on when we get down there. Like, you just send the measurements or whatever.
I didn't know that you might be pissed about this, but I recorded the lady reading you your measurements back.
$1.429, $626.
Enjoy your flex time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really flex time. All kinds got to go to the rehearsal dinner.
It's a wedding.
Which is very, very nice. Florida.
Yeah, it's in Key West.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, do you see Portnoy, by the way?
No.
He just bought Florida.
He did?
Yeah, he set the record for most expensive home bought on the Keys in Isla Mirada. Ooh. I'm looking at it right now. Oh. It is banging. Wow.
It's beautiful down there.
$28 million.
Oh. That's the most expensive home in Florida?
On the Keys.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Isla Mirada.
Isla Mirada, maybe.
Yeah, because I was like, I think Tiger Woods' home is a little bit more expensive than that.
Kind of a dicey buy considering the hurricanes down there, but,
yeah,
you know.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, for your lead, excellent lead by you this morning. We heard from Alex Cora talking to the media yesterday. Craig Breslow also spoke to the media. Here was Brez talking about the potential Alex Bregman opt-out. Here's our guy, Breslow.
You know, I think best to keep those conversations internal. Obviously, Alex has the right, kind of as structured in his contract to opt out, and he's going to do what's best for his family. At the same time, I will not miss an opportunity to talk about his contributions on the field, in the clubhouse, to the coaching staff, to the front office. You know, every conversation we've had, I learned something. I think that impact and influence has rubbed off on his teammates, and by all accounts, he's loved his time in Boston as well.
I can't figure this one out because there's a lot of reporting or whatever you call it, insiders that are whispering that he's definitely opting out. But then you had him after that loss, Yankee Stadium, saying that he loves wearing the uniform. So I understand that it's always a negotiation or whatever.
Would you like my conspiracy theory?
Yes.
All of the reports from Passan and them are what I call Boris bait.
Yeah.
Which is just a way for them to try and coax the Red Sox into giving him a better contract, because outside of like batting average, statistically, he was worse this year than he was last year.
Yeah,
and if teams weren't willing to give him that length that he wanted last year,
yeah,
I don't know why they would now.
Right. It's really just about tagging a couple years on the end of it. And if mm-hmm. I were the Red Sox, I would do that. Like, that's the way they used to do business.
Yeah, but at what price, though?
I understand. It does it. $40 million, same price. So you give him another cup, give him another $80 million. Right. And, I mean, but again, Curtis brings it up all the time. He's right. You're heading into a after next season. Nobody knows what's going to be going on. You're heading into a, you know, whatever you want to call it, strike, labor interruption, whatever. So I don't.
Well, the question becomes, is he a $40 million a year player?
I think he is, with everything else that he brings. I don't think there are a lot of other teams, though, that are going to give him that. So,
will he be a $40 million year player beyond the contract he already has, though, right? Like, because I think you could just keep the contract as is. He still has 3 years left on this current contract if he opts in.
Yeah, if he opts in. It really depends on if anybody else is going to come at him and give him more, and I don't know about that based on the injury and
the injuries and the performance.
No, he only has 2 years left. He has $80 million left.
Was it not a 4 year deal?
No,
it was
a 2 years. It's a three year deal.
Oh, it's three. My fault.
So he has 2 years at
two left. You add two to the end of it.
Like, right, but
I mean, it's
they're going to look at
rounding. It's a rounding error for John Henry. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but John Henry is leading the Economic Reform Committee. He is going to be the tip of the spear when it comes to the lockout, and that is going to hurt this baseball team because he can't spend like crazy while telling other owners they have to stop.
And he's really busy with Arsenal. I think they're like second from the top on the table.
All right, that is They Said It. Courtney and today's news next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.